Each year in the U.S., 3,000 children drown. About two-thirds of them are resuscitated, but the brain damage is usually devastating. Now, a newly published study by a San Antonio researcher shows there may come a day when doctors can target the brain damage from a drowning and perhaps even treat it in the emergency room to change the outcome. Summertime is prime time for swimming. Water lures even the youngest of children, and that can lead to disaster. San Antonio mother Liz Tullis knows this the hard way. Her son Conrad was visiting at his grandfather's when an accident happened.
When Conrad was 17 months old, he fell into a swimming pool.
Then, the unthinkable. Her son was breathing, but he wasn't moving. He was fed through a tube. She had to decide whether to withdraw treatment, put him in long-term care, or take him home.
There's not really a roadmap.
Tullis took Conrad home. That was 13 years ago. During that time, her son started waking and sleeping, and reacting, she thought, to what was going on around him, awake and aware, but unable to communicate. She was convinced it was no coincidence.
I just started sensing he understood what was going on.
This determined and curious mother sought out help from a UT Health San Antonio neurologist with some amazing scanning tools, Dr. Peter Fox.
The brain is the organ that's most greedy for oxygen.
Fox explains when a child inhales water and drowns, their heart stops beating very quickly. By the time they get to an emergency room, they're usually comatose or convulsing. Using MRI machines at the Research Imaging Center, Fox scanned Conrad and 9 other children from around the country in similar condition. What he found was surprising.
And so that lesion is smack in the motor fibers.
Using tests that can reveal both structural damage and functional capabilities, Fox has now published his work, which shows the damage in children whose brains have been starved of oxygen in a drowning is concentrated in a small, specific area in the basal ganglia, deep and near the center. Every child had damage in the same place, a crucially important motor pathway. The other results fascinated him.
The motor system was severely damaged. Perceptual systems, touch, seeing, hearing, were essentially intact. Cognitive structures were in between. They're much more intact than has been given credit to them by the medical community.
The damaged gray and white matter is near major arteries, meaning it's a location that could be reached using interventional radiology, perhaps threading a catheter to the site and delivering medication to minimize brain damage. Knowing this provides a new target of sorts. Fox is hopeful.
This gives us directions to go therapeutically that we didn't have before. This has the potential of saving children from this really devastating syndrome.
Tullis is intrigued.
If we can make that never happen again, and that's, has to do with something about Conrad, both of us want that.
Conrad has attended public schools since kindergarten. He now goes to classes at Alamo Heights High School. If her son is in there somewhere, Tullis wants to provide the stimulation and interaction he needs to live the best life possible. Most children who drown are between the ages of 1 and 4, old enough to run away from their parents, too young to have learned to swim.
This is an enormous problem that is drastically understudied. Someone needs to address this.
Now that Fox has determined the machinery of consciousness is intact in these young patients, he wants other clinicians to build on his discovery. Wendy Rigby, Texas Public Radio News.